Hello, everybody, and welcome back in. You're listening to the Fourth Official's post-game show for Orlando City's scoreless draw against FC Dallas. Gavin Eubank and Mike Ramajo, we are here at Orlando City Stadium, and yeah, that was not the greatest match that we've witnessed all year long. No goals, obviously, so nothing to talk about in that department. Not a lot happened, really. I mean, outside of those last 10 minutes, it was really a pretty boring game. Orlando City had some opportunities. Dallas had some opportunities, but neither team really got much going. Mike, you know, thoughts, takeaways on the match there?
I mean, yeah, you're right. There wasn't really much, you know, that we saw today on the field. Scoreless draw, 0-0, and it makes you wonder, you know, what's gonna happen next? Because obviously both teams are still not, you know, having clinched the playoff spot. Obviously Dallas has more of the advantage of clinching, but you know, this is a game that Orlando City really needed to win to, mm-hmm. you know, kind of in a way still keep its path to the playoffs open. But you know, a draw today kind of closes that path, because you know, the later results tonight could pretty much just end those playoff chances officially for good. So yeah, something Orlando City definitely needed to get, and obviously the players and Jason Christ said after the game, you know, it was, you know, definitely, you know, a result they didn't want. It didn't favor them, but the only thing they can do is kind of just look ahead and, you know, finish these last two games of the season on a high note.
Yeah, they needed a win to be able to stay in the playoff race through this weekend. So now, if the New York Red Bulls win tonight in Toronto, that will be it. That will be the end of Orlando City's playoff chances. And the third season in a row, it locks them outside of the playoff hunt. FC Dallas, they did move up for the time being. Real Salt Lake still has to play right now, but they're now in fifth place in the Western Conference. Good result for them. They need to keep winning games after that big side they had during the summer. You know, third game in 7 days. They played in Portland on Sunday. You had the big game against New England at home on Wednesday night. 6 goals in that one. It seems like they used up all their goals. Christ said after the game that there's obviously a lot of things you can point at as to why we saw the performance we did today. You know, you're playing a game in the middle of the afternoon here in Florida. You're never going to have a favorable, you know, in terms of fitness and being able to keep up for 90 minutes. But like he said, you know, there's 3 games in 7 days. He used the same lineup that he did 3 days ago against the New England. You know, what did you make of the lineup decision to kind of stick with the same thing and not really make any changes, especially keeping Kyle Larin on the bench?
You know, and I asked Jason Christ that question afterwards, you know, Kyle Larin coming off the bench twice, mm-hmm. And why not starting him, knowing that he could have brought fresher legs to the team at the start of the game. And, you know, Jason Christ said, you know, when you think about it in retrospect, that could have probably been a deciding factor. But, you know, at the end of the day, that the result is, it is what it is with the result. It was a 0-0 draw. You know, you really can't go back in time and, you know, say, you know, hey, I'm going to put Larin in the 11 today and give Dwyer some rest. But, you would imagine that, you know, you would want to put some fresher legs, especially after a Wednesday game, and especially after traveling. I mean, Servando Carrasco also said after the game that this week has been just very tiring, because they played on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They arrived back to Orlando on Monday. They did a light training session, or, you know, they had a recover on Tuesday before the Wednesday's game. Then, you know, Thursday and Friday, you know, Thursday you have to recover. Friday, another light training session. And Saturday, you have another game. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really crazy week for the team. So just kind of curious on why, Jason didn't move any pieces around to, you know, rest some players and bring some fresher legs. But, I mean, you think about it, yeah, a 0-0 draw would have been – I mean, I have this question I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. Would a 0-0 draw be – an okay result had this game been played earlier in the season?
I mean, I think when you're looking right now, it's not a great result, obviously. Early in the season, it kind of depends on a lot of things.
Because
Dallas is a good team. I mean, yep. They've struggled themselves. Early in the season, both these teams were playing really well, and I think if you had these teams meet up in March or April and they played to a scoreless draw, that's a good, you know, that's a good result for both teams. Both teams would have been disappointed because they would have thought they would be in a better position to win that. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to get 3 points for every game you play. And if you don't, it's, you know, you come out here in a game like this, you're at home, you have, you know, that advantage. You want to score goals and you want to win games. And you know, to walk out with a scoreless draw here, it's just disappointing, and it's gotten a little frustrating for people. You know, we saw the sparse crowd on Wednesday night, and again, today now it's 24,000, but I mean, it definitely didn't look like 24,000 here, yeah. And Kreis said after the match, and this really upset a lot of people, is he said that, you know, excuses aside, we would have hoped that we would have had more fans here today to push us on. And, you know, I get where he's coming from, and at the end of the day, you know, the fans show up for results.
But then there haven't been results. I think to add some perspectives to tonight's attendance, because, yeah, Wednesday's was definitely, you know, not, it wasn't a sellout, mm-hmm. and then today wasn't also a sellout, but I think tonight I would probably give the benefit of the doubt, because, I mean, there was a UCF football game.
Yeah.
Today as well, so I mean, I don't know whether that kind of played a factor in it, but
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excuses when you talk about, you know, it's a hot day outside, you know, that kind of, that with the threat of weather, and you know, it only rained a little bit during halftime, but there was a high chances of thunderstorms and stuff rolling through, and that scares people away. And like you mentioned, UCF is playing, you know, 5 miles away from here, so that definitely doesn't help either. And at this point of the year, when you have to choose between UCF football at the start of the season or Orlando City, which is not even, you know, on the cusp of making the playoffs, you have a decision to make. But, you know, I understand, you know, make the excuses that you can make for it, and at the same time, I kind of understand where Kreis is coming from, because, you know, the team coming into this, the team wasn't mathematically eliminated. They could still technically make the playoffs, which, by the way, right now, New York is actually losing to Toronto 2-1, so if New York loses, Orlando's 4 points back with two games to go. They are still very much right there, whether or not the belief is there or not. They're still technically in the playoffs.
I mean, like I said earlier in Tuesday's show, I believe in miracles. But, I mean, yeah, this is definitely, I mean, just the way the season's kind of played out, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the team doesn't make the playoffs. But, I like getting hit with surprises. But we have to be realistic at the end of the day. And, you know, you have to look at it, you know, Orlando really did not play a really great season at the end of the day. You know, if you look at that one stretch where they had two wins and 20 matches, mm-hmm. I think that right there is a deciding factor on what kind of, you know, provided a huge blow to their playoff chances. Had it been the other way around.
And you can't go almost 4 months without winning a game at home either. That definitely hurts you right there.
So, I mean, had it gone the other way around, I think you and me will be having a totally different conversation. But that soccer, and I guess the soccer gods, you know, have something different planned for the Lions. I mean, the only thing, you know, the team or the city can look forward to is, you know, next season. But I mean, if you want to still stick to this season, I mean, you have the Pride that are in the playoffs, and obviously they already played their last regular season home game, but their next game, if they make it all the way in the playoffs, will be here in Orlando, which I highly encourage, you know, the city of Orlando to really come out and support this team, because, you know, the Pride definitely in their second year have definitely, you know, met expectations, if not defied expectations, as the club likes to you know, motto itself after. So you know, there's a lot of pros and cons when you look at the Orlando soccer scene. Obviously the Lions have not been that on the side of the pros, but it's been definitely, you know, that's just, I guess, the way I summarize this season.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing was, like, when they came in, it was, you have the Orlando Magic who are struggling, and, you know, they're not winning, and then you have Orlando City, is they're kind of a breath of fresh air, really, to the city, and the fans have really latched on to them here. I think it's going to be really interesting going into next year, because it's year four. 2015, there was all the excitement about a Major League Soccer team coming to town, and fans really drew out for that. There was, you know, more year two excitement building into last season, you know, maybe a little bit more hope that they can actually do something. This year, it was all about the stadium and the excitement over this. Next year, they're out of excuses. I mean, like, the fans, they are going to expect this team to be good next season, and if they don't, I think Orlando City is going to be in real trouble as far as seeing, you know, empty seats like we have been this year. It's not a guarantee, like everyone kind of assumed it might be, because at the end of the day, fans are going to show up to watch a winning product. And if Orlando City doesn't do that next season, they might be in real trouble heading into 2019 with that season ticket waiting list. You know, it might shorten. You might not hit the 18,000 mark. It's going to be I think there's going to be a lot of pressure next season to really come in and compete, and not just compete, but actually make a mark on the season.
Correct. So
So, you know, third game now against Dallas. They're still, they have yet to score a goal against FC Dallas in three games in Major League Soccer. Last year was obviously the game after that. A couple days later, Jason Kreis was fired. Adrian Heath was fired. I'm not foreshadowing anything there.
You're foreshadowing something,
are
you? Oh,
yeah. Sorry on that one. So Adrian Heath obviously gone. It's Orlando just doesn't have Dallas's number, so it's essentially speaking. A couple controversial plays in this one, both of them involving handballs in the box.
Yeah.
There was one early in that in that second half, Seb Hines, it looked like he might have got one on there. The referees didn't call it, so they escape it. And then even bigger in stoppage time down here on Orlando's end, Yoshi Utone took a shot. It took a deflection, then went up into the hand, or looks like it, you know, hit right off. Clearly, brought his day off the arm of Matt Hedges.
Yeah.
Referee didn't call that.
Nor video review.
Yeah. Nor did neither play was you know taken a look by video review, which is almost inexcusable at this point. You had a chance to talk to the referees after the game as the pool reporter. What did they say about
so, that? So obviously, yeah, I submitted a question to the head referee Armando Villarreal. And he wrote in, you know, written response, you know, he gave it to me. He really didn't say anything to me, but just gave me the paper. And obviously, I just said thank you. But this is what he said verbatim. Oh, well, obviously not verbatim, but this is what he wrote down when I asked the questions. I asked why didn't he call the handballs on both teams, on both plays. Mm-hmm. And this is what the referee said. The referee saw the plays in question and determined that it wasn't a deliberate handball. So, obviously, the referees, that's, you know, they felt justified on not calling it. I followed later with moments after that with Oscar Pereja. I was able to talk to him, and Pereja actually thought otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to – he did definitely said a lot, but this is what he said. I reviewed the video. That is a handball. Now, am I going to question the integrity of the referee? No. Am I going to question the integrity of the people who are managing the system? No. It was a handball. I saw a handball in the review. Now, this time we didn't get the benefit of it. And we're going to move with professionalism and with respect because those decisions are made by people who know and people who are assigned to do that job. So, Pereja didn't really go at the refs, but he definitely showed his, you know, definitely expressed his opinion and he didn't really agree. He said, yeah. You know, that was a handball. It was a handball. I asked Jason Kreis after the press conference the same question, you know, and obviously I said this with the intent of not getting both coaches in trouble with the league, mm-hmm. and Jason Kreis kept it very subtle, calling it, you know, sometimes I feel for all of us that watch the game and get frustrated by that particular call, because 50% of the time it's called a handball and the other 50% it's not. So there isn't really seem to, it doesn't seem like this is in Christian Christ continues saying he's saying there really doesn't seem to be much line of reason. We throw around words like deliberate and natural position and this other stuff, but I would love to see that interpretation of the rule and that rule cleared up. Mm-hmm. So definitely a lot of confusion, but you know at the end of the day, you know if the ref calls it or not, the game goes on and it led to that 0-0 draw. But yeah, you know, definitely controversial. You know, two plays that could have shifted the game a different way. But I mean, that's the only, you know, I guess element of that I noticed that came out of the mm-hmm. out of the game today.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously not a new issue. This has been going on all season, and Jason has always had something to say about the referees, and especially with video review, it now seems that there is more, it's a little bit more amplified on, you know, what plays are and aren't becoming controversial. And I still believe in video review being good for the game. You know, we see, like, if you watch games in the Bundesliga, how easy that it's being used and how effectively it's being used. But then you look at Major League Soccer and you have these instances where it's just, it seems like every week we're talking about video review gone wrong or they're not using video review. That's two instances right there.
Yeah.
Where they could have went to the video review on clear and like how are those not clear and obvious calls, you know, right there and that are being made?
I mean a simple video review would have cleared everything up.
Yeah.
I mean whether it was the right call or not.
Even if you want to look at it and say that they yourself is not deliberate, but to look at it in that moment and make the judgment without looking at it.
So it's something that I think Pro needs to look at you know, going forward. I mean, am I surprised that, you know, they didn't call video review, to be honest? No.
Yeah.
do I expect them to, you know, look at this game, for example, as a stepping stone or, you know, something to learn from? Yes. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, I think you need to have some mess-ups before you finally get it right. Yeah. But, yeah, unfortunately, Orlando had to pay the price today. Both teams, too. Mm-hmm. Dallas, because Dallas, you know, a win today could have inched them closer to a playoff spot. So, yeah, you know, Dallas, too, could have benefited with a video review, such as Orlando City. But, I mean, it is what it is, as Oscar Pereja literally said, it is what it is. So,
yeah. I mean, you look at how shortly that the life of VAR is and how many times it's already had an impact on Orlando games.
Yeah.
With Kaká's red card, I mean, if you look at a video review and that, clearly Kaká's not trying to rip Aurelien Collins' face off.
Yeah.
They had the incident on Wednesday night where they go to video review and they determine that that's a straight red card, and everyone agrees that that's a laughable decision, which was overturned and rescinded. So, I mean, if you're Major League Soccer essentially admitting that using video review your referee got that wrong, your referee probably shouldn't be refereeing in games in the near time if he's able to make a mistake that bad. But, you know, it's an issue, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. And, you know, hopefully Howard Webb and the rest of the Pro Referee Association just kind of figures this out at some point, because it's really crucial to the competitiveness of this league that they start getting these things right. We'll try to wrap things up here now. Man of the match, do you even have one?
I mean, not really. I mean, they voted Joe Bendick. I think he had a good key saves. I like Seb Hines today. You know, he that pairing at center back. You when you look at it, you know, you have an experienced center back like Jonathan Spector, and then you have a veteran, an Orlando City veteran, and Seb Hines, who unfortunately he's been played with a lot of injuries, but to see him finally get some playing time towards the end of the season and kind of prove his worth in that 11.
Yeah, we mentioned that after the Portland game. Yeah. You know, he's getting his opportunity and he's making the most of it.
So I'm curious to see how far this center back duo does go, because, you know, obviously we saw the rotating, you know, center backs of Tommy Redding, Leo Pereira, and Jose Aja, and that really wasn't working out. Then you see Seb Hines, who kind of had to prove that he can hold, you know, a spot in the 11 from his playing time at OCB. And I think, you know, he's finally getting what he's definitely working, you know, he's worked towards. So,
It's been a revolving door back there, and it's been really tough for Jason to find a consistent pairing, and, you know, hopefully next year they'll be able to get that down, you know, with Spector and whoever else they decide to put there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Seb did have a good game. Giles Barnes was pretty disappointing today, you know, just throughout the match he couldn't get anything going. You know, Yoshi was pretty good. He had a couple really good balls forward, or a couple really good crosses.
To me, Yoshi's been the best signing of the summer.
That guy's been, you know, if he was here for a full year, you can talk about MLS newcomer, maybe not, because, I mean, he's not scoring goals or anything, but he's been a very good pickup, and I can't wait to see what he does next season, you know, given a full year of being with the team and, you know, trying to build the team, get more pieces that kind of complement him out there. I guess I would agree with you. You know, Joe Bendick had a pretty good game. I think 5 saves, a couple of really big ones. Mauro Diaz was giving him a lot of trouble early in that match. He was forcing him to get that save on the free kick from about 25 yards out in the first half. He had a good game. You know, outside of that, it's kind of hard just because of the lack of quality that there was today. So, you know, it's tough to say. Anything else you got to add?
I mean, no. You have the pride plane, you know, as of now, but... And I see a goal from Kristen Edmonds.
Ooh. So that's actually not good, because if the Pride win, they will have to travel to Portland next week. So we want them to play. We want them to play against North Carolina again. But
I mean, OCB plays tomorrow night, Sunday. So
they're currently below the playoff line as it stands too, actually.
So yeah, there's something that, you know, a result they need to get. Obviously, so and then we have the national team coming into town on Monday, so that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. I'm pretty sure we'll have something on the show regarding that too. You know, Dwyer's definitely been, you know, there's been expectations of him getting called up. Jason Christ said earlier this week that there are some he is under consideration. So whether he gets the full call up, we'll see. But regardless, the national team is going to be here on Monday and ahead of Friday's game against Panama, a crucial World Cup qualifier game. So
we will have plenty of U.S. Men's National Team talk on this week's Orlando Soccer Show that will drop on Wednesday. We should have another special guest coming in that will be able to talk about that game as well as a lot of Orlando City. So we're excited for that one. Until then, you guys can follow us on Twitter at Fourth Official Show, Gavin Eubank by Mike Ramajo on Twitter. We're on iTunes as well, Google Play, all those places. Just search for Orlando Soccer Show. Subscribe, give us a rate and a comment. You know, give us a nice little rating. That'll boost the show. That'll make it easier for us to be able to reach more people and do a lot more things for you guys as we head into the off season and then eventually the 2018 season. So we're excited for all that. We got a lot of cool things going on here. That's pretty much it. That's all from Orlando City Stadium. We'll see you guys on Wednesday with another Orlando Soccer Show. We might, you know, depending on if we're here, we might do something for the national team game. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that one. Until next time, you know, try to enjoy the rest of your weekend if you can, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Cool. Take care, guys.